Blog Talk Radio.
We are back for another great edition of the Lion for Life podcast. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell, and as we do every year at about this time, we're going to talk about the annual Night of the Lion event, but a little more joyful to talk about it this year as it returns to a live event. We'll get all the details as we welcome Kristen Daniels, the Senior Director for External Relations at the school. And Kristen, it's got to be exciting for you, but I'm sure a very busy time to have this coming up in the near future.
Thanks, Jim. It's nice to be back. And yes, it's definitely a fun time of year at St. Viator High School.
This Night of the Lion has been going on for decades at the school. It's the annual fundraiser, biggest annual fundraiser for the school. But first of all, how exciting is it to be able to have a live event? Because the last couple of years, you've kind of had to do alternate versions.
You know, it really is wonderful. In 2020, we were able to kind of sneak in this special event right before things changed so dramatically. And for the last couple of years, much like any other nonprofit organization, we pivoted to a virtual and a hybrid event. But to be able to be back in 2023 live and in person celebrating together, I know myself, the administration, faculty, staff, the volunteer committee, we're all really excited.
Well, let's first of all start with the details. This is coming up. Give us the date so everyone can be prepared for that.
Sure. Night of the Lion 2023 is being held on Saturday, March 4th.
And I go back many years with this event. It has been at the school. It has been at different locations. It's been back at the school, taken different formats. Tell us what you have planned for this year.
Sure. So this year, again, on Saturday, March 4th, we will be hosting for the first time, actually, at the beautiful Metropolis Ballroom in downtown Arlington Heights. So just about a mile off campus. It's a great space, great partners, right in the heart of downtown Arlington Heights, across from Harmony Park. We'll be at the Metropolis Ballroom.
Now, there's a lot to talk about in terms of specifics. But as you said, it's been a couple of years since you did this as a live event, so that means there's several classes of families who might be new to St. Viator over the last couple of years who have never experienced the Night of the Lion. So can you give us an overview of what the event is all about?
Yeah, that's very true. So we talk oftentimes about Night of the Lion being our premier fundraiser of the year, but essentially it's a special event that helps support student scholarships, the tuition assistance program at St. Viator, and there's lots of ways to get involved. This year, much like it was a few years ago, the last time we were live, it's a more casual setting. So we tell people they can come in business casual attire. It's like a nice night out or a cocktail party with their friends. We've got a program, auction, live entertainment, and treats throughout the course of the night. But it's not your typical sit-down dinner type of a gala. You don't need to come with a table of 10. So if you're new to the school or new to the neighborhood, feel free to buy a ticket or two and come in. We are sure that you will make friends fast and that you'll have a great night with us on Saturday, March 4th.
And it's interesting when you talk about an event like this with a long history, but dedicated to helping current and future students. Who do you generally see attend? Is it current families? Is it families who've been through? Is it an alumni draw? What sort of crowd gathers?
You know, we're blessed to have kind of a mix in our group. So we certainly welcome current parents. Lots of times we'll see past parents, and sometimes we see alumni from the local area as well. We've got a couple of different ticket options. We've even got a lower price ticket option for young alumni if they happen to be in Arlington Heights and want to join us. So it's a bit of a come one, come all kind of an event.
Now, one of the things I'd like to focus on, I know it's very important to you and all the work you do throughout the year, which is helping students attend St. Viator. The scholarship program is critical to the success of the school and allowing it to invite as many families as possible to be part of the St. Viator experience. So we talk about this as your biggest fundraiser. What does that mean in terms of where those funds go and how they get used?
Certainly. That's a great question, and we love being able to talk about it. At St. Viator, we're really proud of the fact that we're able to share nearly $2 million a year in scholarships with students so that they're able to have the Viator experience. We have, that number continues to grow. So we're close to 1 in 3 students. Nearly a third of our population receives some type of scholarship. So an event like Night of the Lion is, it's not just a good time, but it's critically important to help continue to grow our student base and just share that St. Vider community with as many people as we can help welcome.
And historically, at Night of the Lion, there have been presentations by students who have been helped through the scholarship fund who have shared their stories. Is something that's planned for this year as well?
Yes, this year is no exception. We talk a lot about the great work of our faculty and the dedication of our administration, but we know full well that the students are our best spokespeople. So at this year's Night of the Lion, we will not only have some student entertainment, we've got musicians joining us for the cocktail hour, but we will also have a keynote speaker who is a student and a beneficiary of the scholarship program that will be able to talk firsthand about not only their St. Vider experience, but also thanking the people that attend that night and the folks that have attended Night of the Lion in the past. Our community is stronger together, and these students know full well that it takes a village sometimes for them to be able to have that same experience. So a firsthand thank you in person on Night of the Lion is an opportunity we wouldn't want to miss.
We're talking with Kristen Daniels today about the 2023 Night of the Lion coming up March 4th at the Metropolis Ballroom in Arlington Heights. Major event on the school calendar each year and a great time for those who attend. And as you said, Kristen, it's important to raise the funds, but it's a fun night out as well. And you alluded a little bit to some of the things that will be going on. I'm intrigued to hear that you've got some of the fine arts students performing. What role are they going to take?
Yeah, so we'll have student musicians that join us for the cocktail hour, kind of that first hour of the evening to highlight some of their skills. And I'm personally excited for anybody that was able to join us at the musical this year at St. Vider High School. We had student musicians in the pit for the first time in several years. We've got really dynamic faculty members helping to make that happen and some volunteer leaders on our Night of the Lion committee that nudged their own students into participating. So we'll have the students there for the first part of the evening. We'll have that student speaker that we talked about. We've also got a program, an auction, and live entertainment that night. So it'll be an easy to keep busy and have fun on March 4th.
Well, and let's stay on the entertainment theme for a minute because you mentioned a little bit at the end of the night. What have you got planned to wrap things up?
Sure. The last couple hours of the evening, for the first time, we will have dueling pianos. So the All-American Dueling Pianos group, actually out of Elk Grove Village, came to us very highly recommended. They had worked with some committee members both at St. Raymond's fundraisers and Journeys, for those of you that are familiar with other really great nonprofits in the Arlington Heights area. So All-American Dueling Pianos will be there. Their owner is a gentleman named Dan, who is also a proud class of 1977 graduate from St. Vider High School. So keeping it in the family, it should be just a ton of fun, really interactive.
All right, now let's talk about all the goods that are going on here. You're going to have a raffle, an auction. What might people expect to see when they participate?
Sure. It's a good question. The last couple of years, we're able to change things just a little and incorporate people from outside of the local area. And those things that worked well for us at Night of the Lion in 21 and 22 will be utilized in some regard in 2023. So we do have a really dynamic silent auction. And that's something that people can bid on and participate in from any distance. You don't have to be with us necessarily on the night of the 4th to be able to get in on the action. We also have a raffle. So it's a tuition raffle. We sell a limited amount of tickets for just $100, and you win a chance at your choice of either a $10,000 cash prize or tuition for one student for the 2023-24 academic year. And that's, again, something you need not be present to win. You can participate from all over the place. If you are with us on Saturday, March 4th, you will also be a part of our live program, our paddle race to support student scholarships, and also a live auction. And this year's auctioneer is returning to us, a very familiar face. voice of Ider in a lot of ways. Mr. Jim Bristol will be with us as auctioneer. So we're certain that he can have a fun time and bring out the best in everyone as part of that auction as well.
And I feel guilty here. The thing I haven't done yet, I should have done earlier. Let's do it now. Talk about where people can get information, both in terms of tickets, auction items, all the information for Night of the Lion.
Sure. The easiest way to grab details or to register would be online at stviator.com/NOL.
And will people who are away from the Chicago area who want to participate be able to donate or bid on items at that site then?
Absolutely. So the auction itself, the silent auction, will open a little closer to the date of the event, likely on Friday, March 3rd. But we'll be sharing highlights via social media, so you'll get some ideas of the vacations, the gifts, the getaways, the auction items that will be highlighted this year will be shared in advance via a sneak peek. But you can certainly bid on things the weekend of the special event. You can buy raffle tickets anytime now. That is all live. And anyone that would like to make a donation to the tuition assistance program, it's very easy to do that online as well.
And Kristen, I know for you this is a big event, but as soon as it's done, you go to the next event and the next event after that, and you're constantly busy in support of St. Viator, and you do a tremendous job there. But you generally deflect credit off to the many volunteers who help you. So while I try and give a plug to the great work you do, I'll let you talk about those who are kind of helping make this possible as well.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, we talked at the beginning of this podcast about how important it is to have strong faculty, and our teachers are some of the best. They really do all the heavy lifting, and our students are great spokespeople. But we are very blessed in the Office of Advancement to work with some really dynamic volunteer committees as well, and Night of the Lion is no exception. This group of parents, past parents, and alumni volunteer their time. They generate great interest. They gather their friends. They've been working for months in advance of the special event and lots of time months afterwards. So I can't say enough about this committee. They have grown and learned and changed and adapted the last couple of years, and I would argue our committee is stronger than ever in 2023.
Well, they make a great contribution, and just, you know, to remind people once more, it's an important event. It helps in many ways, but it really is a fun event. It's a great way to get out, and especially for those who haven't had a lot of opportunities in the last year or so, and even now just coming out of winter, what a great place to go and just enjoy a night out and music, entertainment, and feel good about being able to contribute as well. So point us one more time, Kristen, to all the specific date, time, place, and website, and let's get people, you know, moving over there to kind of give you guys a hand.
Thanks so much. We're talking about Night of the Lion 2023, hosted Saturday, March 4th at the Metropolis Ballroom in downtown Arlington Heights. More information can be found and tickets can be purchased at www.stviator.com/NOL.
Well, wish you the best for a great event, and let's get everyone out to support the community. Thanks, Kristen, for being with us and being a part of this and sharing information, as you always do. Terrific job. And again, stviator.com/NOL. Please take a look and be prepared in the week leading up to the event to maybe bid on some items if you can't be there, but all the more fun if you can. So thanks, everyone, for enjoying and being a part of this edition of A Lion for Life, and we'll look forward to talking to you on another podcast in the very near future.